This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, an interview now about bots, social media bots. You've heard of them, right? Automated accounts, sometimes useful, but often completely fake or based on stolen social media identities that are, frankly, rampant on Twitter and Facebook, even on LinkedIn as well. They can retweet or like or just sit there adding to somebody's somehow all-important follower count. And it turns out those bots are commodities that can be bought and sold easily, by the way, by anybody. And not shockingly at all, turns out it's all about the money. Nick Confessori is an investigative reporter at the New York Times. He shared the byline on the story in the paper this past weekend. Nick, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here, Kai.
There is an amazing statistic in this piece. Somebody with like 100,000 followers gets X amount of dollars for an endorsing tweet, and somebody with a million followers gets like some multiple thereof. I mean, it's crazy.
That's correct. So there's a data from Captivate, which is an influencer agency, and they provide this data to us. So the current market rates roughly, if you have 100,000 followers, you might get $2,000 for a promotional tweet. If you have a million followers, you can earn $20,000. But guess what? You can buy that million followers for just $2,000. So it really pays for itself quite quickly if you can fool the advertisers who are paying you.
Should it happen that I wanted to go out and buy myself a million followers, which for the record, I don't want and have not done, there's a company you talk about who will happily provide me. Tell me about that.
That's true. So if you go on Google and search for how do I buy followers, you'll come across a company called Duvumi. They can sell you the appearance of influence and reach, and they can sell you retweets and followers on Twitter, and that's a big business for them. In the last few years, I believe that they have made $2 million just from selling Twitter followers.
Interestingly enough, in this piece, some of the folks who are buying followers, Kathy Ireland and John Leguizamo and many others, they back off or get skittish as soon as you said to them, why are you doing this?
That's right. Look, we contacted or tried to contact almost every person who is a client of note of this company. Some of them were very forthright. James Cracknell, who's a British Olympian, said, look, I bought them. It was stupid. I feel rotten about it. You know, I don't want to be followed by fake people. I wouldn't do it again. You had people who never returned my phone calls or my emails, like Michael Dell, the computer billionaire. He bought 100,000 followers. Kathy Ireland, it was an employee of her marketing agency who bought them. She and her representatives claim that she did not authorize these purchases. But look, most of her follower account is synthetic, and she is out there as a brand ambassador on Twitter for all these companies that pay her to be influential on social media.
One more just in the world of journalism. Richard Roper at the Chicago Sun-Times. The paper announced, yesterday after your piece was published, that they're not going to publish any more of his columns until they get to the bottom of this him buying followers thing.
That's right. Richard Roper was a client of this company, Duvumi. We see that he made purchases from the company over a few months or a year, I believe. So look, even a successful film critic is going to be a person who looks around and says, you know, I should have more influence on social media. I should have more followers. And if I can't get them the old-fashioned way, I'll obtain them the really old-fashioned way, which is to buy them.
Twitter says what about bots and how they are used and abused in this follower chase?
Well, Twitter has an interesting response here. First of all, it's actually against Twitter's terms of service to buy followers or buy engagement. So it's against the rules. But I think they have an issue. You can buy followers for anybody, Kai. I could go buy a million followers for you in the next 10 minutes.
Ooh.
And you would get them and have no control over it. So one issue for Twitter is they can't always be sure who made the purchase. And it's fascinating, right? There's like a whole system here that they haven't really had a handle on.
It's completely nutty. And the idea that you can buy followers from me, and once again, don't. But the idea that you could is first of all, bananas. But doesn't it give lie to this whole social media influencers and all of that stuff? Isn't it just a sham now?
I think a lot of it is a sham. The advertising agencies and the marketing agencies and then the new influencer agencies will tell you, well, we have accountability. We have ways of checking. We measured engagement, how many people are actually responding. But you know what? You can buy the engagement too.
Of course you
can. And most of these agencies, I'm sure they're trying their best, but I don't think that they have many tools beyond what the social media companies provide them with, which is not much. Huh. These social media platforms are where commerce and politics are taking place increasingly, and they are black boxes. They are controlled by private companies. They are exempt from the First Amendment, and no one knows how they work except the people who own them.
Nick Comisori is an investigative reporter for The New York Times. His most recent piece with a bunch of other people at The Times, including, I will tell you what, some grade A digital graphics and design folks. It's amazing online. Check it out. It's called The Follower Factory. Nick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Guy.